Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our This and That podcast with me, Rob.
And me, Dahlia. Hello.
Hello, Dahlia. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Haven't really been up to anything interesting, but something funny did happen to me this week.
Uh-huh.
If you want to know, I looked in my cupboard and I saw a jar, and written on the jar by me was a poison.
Endless adventures at Dahlia's house.
It's because it was actually the name of a type of chili flake, because I love chili. And there are all these different types. Like one is called silk, you know, it's less spicy. One is more oily. And this one, the really, really, really spicy one, is called poison chili. But obviously I know it's chili, so I don't need to write chili. So I thought anybody coming to my house who opens the cupboard is going to be shocked.
That seems pretty good.
You?
That's the only... Sorry, I'm being so judgmental now. That's the only fun thing that happened in a whole week.
Well, the weather's lovely. I have a friend visiting today. No, I've been on holiday, so I'm catching up. I think everybody can relate to that. You know, like, you've got all the washing to do. You have to clean the house. It's got a bit dusty. Refilling the fridge. So it's been a very boring adult week, to be honest.
That's fair enough. We all have those. Yeah. I'm sure like everyone listening at the moment is nodding along furiously. Yeah absolutely.
Have you opened your cupboard to any?
I've opened cupboards, not cousins, recently. I guess the most interesting thing I've done in the last week is I went sailing. I went sailing. And to answer the question that automatically comes after I say that, no, it wasn't posh.
How can sailing not be posh? I mean, were you like on a shipwreck? What happened?
I wasn't on a shipwreck. There is a local sailing club near where I live.
Sounds posh.
It's not posh. Because we went there and they had basically an open day. It's a volunteer-run sailing club. One day a year, they let anybody come and try sailing for free.
What, for free?
For free, absolutely. Well,
sorry, don't you live in Nottingham? There's no sea there.
There's no sea, but there are lakes.
Ah, okay. But doesn't it have to be very windy?
No, not particularly. So it wasn't very windy. So to get us back to shore, I did have to do some paddling.
Mm.
But no, it was really good. It was like the small sailboats that you imagine, like the really basic ones. This is why it's not posh. Like my feet got soaked.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't kind of like, you know, a huge, you know, galleon or anything like that.
I don't even know what a galleon is, so.
It's like a pirate ship kind of thing.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So no, we did that and it was so much fun. And we also went out on a powerboat going around the lake. That was really fun.
Wow. Is that, I don't know what that is either. Is that like a motorboat?
It has a motor.
Wow.
It has a motor.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we did that as well. And it was a lovely, charming day. And we wanted to sign up for membership for the sailing club because we fell in love with it immediately.
Of course.
But they ran out of places due to popular demand and we were sad.
That's a bit badly organized, reeling you in and then not letting you join.
Well, it's volunteer run. And at the start of the day, they said, oh, if you do want to sign up, we've got 3 more places available. And I was thinking, there's like 150, 200 people here. Like, I know most of them won't sign up, but even if 3 of them do, which is what happened when we got around to talking to the guy and saying like, oh, so what about like membership and stuff? He was like, nah.
Okay. Wow. Well, this actually kind of relates to our topic today-ish.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. So today, our topic is we are talking about whether it is better to have a rainy day walk or to stay indoors by the fireplace.
Well, and if people don't know, this is called this or that, where you have to choose between two extremes. And I think this is kind of popular on the internet right now. I've seen lots of videos.
Absolutely. It's probably not popular the way we do it, which is to pick both, but that tends to be what we do. We either pick neither or both. That tends to be our approach.
Neither or both. And if people don't know, these podcasts are unplanned. We don't know what each other thinks, so I actually don't know which one you're going to choose. I can guess.
It's terrifying. It's so scary.
Okay.
So ladies first, if you have to pick one, either you're going to go for a rainy day walk or you're going to stay in by the fireplace, which would you choose?
Well, as usual, I love and appreciate both. But let's do something fun. Why don't you guess? Why don't you guess which one you think I'm going to pick if I had to, if there's a gun held to my head?
So I've got a 50-50 chance. I think that's really hard. I mean, things that I know about you would lead me in both directions.
Yeah.
If I have to pick, I would say the fireplace.
The other one. But I would love that too. That's the point.
Sure. Because I was thinking you're quite adventurous. I could see why you would like the idea of like, let's go out when it's raining and also have the kind of peace of being out in the rain as well.
Mm.
Am I in the right area as to why you like the rainy walk?
Basically, yeah, I am quite extreme, I think. I do love being outdoors. I love, recently went camping and actually went for a rainy walk. And I love being in forest, you know, love running. I love being in nature. I love going up mountains. Unfortunately, I don't do it as much as I would like because, you know, it's a big deal. You've got to have all the right equipment. And most importantly, you've got to have people with you who are used to doing it because I would love to go up mountains, but I'm scared of getting lost by myself and, well, dying. And with the rain doesn't bother me because I'm English, you know. But I also am very much a homebody. I love sitting at home and reading and stuff like that. And it's funny because the fireplace, I was thinking, my friend went skiing. She lives in France, so they go skiing often, of course. And she said, oh, we should go one day. And I was like, yeah, cool. I mean, that sounds great. But I want to have at least one day where I sit by the fire and I drink hot chocolate and read my book and no one bothers me. So that's a good, I think, summary of that. I enjoy both. I would enjoy both the skiing, even though I'm not good at it, and the atmospheric sitting by the fire.
Right. I would pick the other one. I would probably pick the fireplace, although saying that as well.
That's what I thought.
There is a huge charm to going on rainy walks, and I've done many of them.
Mm.
The fireplace thing, this is actually a little bit difficult to describe, but one of my happiest memories from the past is Christmas Eve. And I wonder, Dahlia, do you know what I mean when I say carols from kings?
It sounds familiar. I'm very familiar with carols. I've been in many choirs, but isn't that a particular set of carols? Should we define what carols means for any listeners?
Oh, yes. Okay. Carols. To define carols, we should probably... Carols are particularly Christian, I believe. I don't know if you have carols in other religions.
Yeah, Christmas songs.
They're Christmas religious songs.
That are sung together specifically, usually in church.
Yes, usually with a choir.
Yeah.
Usually with a group of people. So Carols from Kings is a TV show that they always have on on Christmas Eve.
In the huge church, the cathedral. My grandma would listen to that, watch that.
Yeah. It's so the cathedral in question, it's at Cambridge University, I believe.
Yeah, with all the young boys in the white gowns, cloaks.
Precisely, yeah. And they will sing a variety of different Christmas songs. And the way it sounds is very, very beautiful and it's very, very peaceful. And one of my favorite memories is on Christmas Eve, being next to the fireplace, surrounded by what I would call comforting darkness, not scary darkness, because there's two kinds, and listening to that. So I have a lot of happiness and peace attached to being around the fireplace.
Oh, that's lovely.
With nothing particular to do and, you know, no light on the only light source would be the fireplace. And that makes my heart sing. Aww. So I think I would choose that.
It's lovely. I mean, I was only talking to someone yesterday and we were saying that fires are such interesting things because when people sit around a fire, they automatically just sit and stare at the fire. Mm. And we were saying that it's kind of one of the only socially acceptable places where it's acceptable to just sit and not talk.
Mm.
If you were doing that anywhere else, you'd be expected to talk to each other and it would be, the silence would be weird. But it's one of the only places where you can just sit and stare and enjoy the fire.
Absolutely. One thing my wife likes to do, we don't do it that often, but she really does like it, is just to put in the background when we're just, you know, sitting around or doing normal things, put a video on YouTube of a crackling fireplace.
Oh, yeah. I used to go to sleep. That used to really help me sleep. The sound of a crackling fire is so relaxing.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I would pick that. Now I want to be fair to rainy walks because they are wonderful. I very much like rainy walks, particularly when you can get to a place where you're shielded from the rain and you can just watch it happening.
Oh, yeah. Cozy.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't like being in the rain very much, especially if the rain is strong.
If I know that I can get changed pretty soon and I'm going somewhere warm, then I think it's not that bad. But yeah, if you know you're going to be stuck all day wet, especially wet feet. I mean, wet feet is the worst thing ever.
Absolutely. Agree with that.
Yeah.
There was a time when I was in Beijing with my wife, who wasn't my wife at the time, she was just my girlfriend then, and her best friend. We were just walking around an area of Beijing going to get some dinner, and it rained so hard, like much harder than it typically even does in the UK.
Like torrential rain.
Absolutely torrential. And they were fine walking along, you know, having decent conversation and enjoying themselves, and I just said to him, like, I have to stop, like, my shoes off 100% full of water, I just cannot continue walking like this. And it didn't bother them at all. It bothered me hugely.
Interesting. Any idea why didn't bother them?
I don't. Well, they're probably more grown up and mature and resilient than me would be my guess. But, you know,
fair enough.
Yeah, that's probably the actual answer. But I'll pretend it's something else instead.
You know, something just came to mind. You know, I just said I've been on holiday.
Mm.
This wasn't planned. We didn't choose today's topic because of that. But that's actually a perfect example of how extreme I am, because I took so much stuff, which I really regret, and I had to lug it. And it was really awful. But the reason I had so much stuff is because I really love both. So I had walking boots for camping.
Uh-huh.
I had my running shoes for running and all the clothes that come with that, like the thermals, the rain jacket, the jumper. But I also had a backpack full of my Kindle, my notebook, my pens, my books, my this and that. So I was prepared for both. And I'm not advocating for that because it was a misery to lug it around. But yeah, I appreciate both.
Well, that's interesting. I bet you could tell a lot about a person by looking at what they've taken with them for travel.
Well, the first word somebody would probably use is high maintenance.
I mean, I don't know. If you have a lot of stuff, then I don't know. You could read that many ways. You could possibly read it as high maintenance, but you could also read it as like, well, the person likes a lot of different things and, you know.
It's true.
And plans to do a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it was quite funny. I had a head torch alongside fountain pens, which was quite funny.
So literally, whatever situation, whatever kind of niche situation happens, I've got the particular thing. So like,
I'll be there in the middle of a field making a note with a 100-pound fountain pen with a head torch.
Absolutely. Carving into a tree. And,
absolutely,
you know.
Not. My God, I'd damage the pen.
Oh.
Don't even joke about it.
No, I mean like with a Swiss Army knife or something like that.
I would love a Swiss Army knife. I would really love one. I do have a bottle opener on my keys for opening mineral water. So that's as close as I'll get to a Swiss Army knife.
Jolly good. Okay, excellent. So we need to wrap up there. So interestingly, we both did pick one today. We actually picked one.
We did.
And they were different. Wow, wasn't that exciting? Okay, so it's great to see you, Dahlia.
You too.
I hope everyone listening is having a wonderful day, and we will be back for our next episode soon.
Indeed. And let us know in the comments, which one would you pick? Why? And are they the same as ours?
Absolutely. Okay. So see you all soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.